back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
And for Willard and Dibs, Lo, my man Jake Hutchinson, Dan Devone, we're streaming live on Twitch and YouTube. Head to twitch.tv/95.7TheGame and youtube.com/95.7TheGame to watch us live. If anyone swears, you get to hear it. Subscribe to the channel for all 95.7 The Game content on Twitch and YouTube, and make sure to hit the thumbs up button on YouTube if you like the show, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. You want to take a call, or you want to talk more about the running backs in the NFL?
Let's take the call, and we can run back. We got some time. We got 4 hours.
I don't know, Jake. Do you think Mike in Santa Clara is coming strong? Because if he's not, man, I got a quick hook here. I'm not like Granny, man. I'll run you if you don't come strong.
You should.
Let's go, Mike. What do you got, buddy?
You know I'm going to come strong. Hey, you know what? First off, Lo, it's great to have you back on the line again and everything. I don't understand why you're not a Hall of Famer yet, but you need to be there, man.
Thanks, brother. Love you for it.
I just got to say that first. Yeah. Hey, so with the Niners, I feel like, you know, at this point, it's going to be, and I hate to use the word, it's a tank kind of season. Okay, you have the injuries, you have everything, you're still going to play your players, but how long are you going to play your players that are still in there, that are not hurt, not injured, and what are you going to do with Brock Purdy? Do you sit him out for the rest of the season? You know, we still technically and mathematically still have, you know, an outside shot of winning the division. And I just don't see it this year. I just feel like, you know, it needs to be a season where you just say, okay, it's done. I'm not blaming Shanahan. I'm not blaming anyone in this case. You know, it is injury prone, but you still are in the NFL. You're still an NFL team. You have to play the freaking game to the end. But you don't have the players, and the players that you need are not there. So what are you supposed to do at this point? Do you potentially put Fred Warner, in this case, in potential injury factor? Christian McCaffrey? You know, let's see some more of the young players like Pearsall, Mason, Isaac Garanda, like, you know, all these guys. I want to see more of the younger players at this point to actually do what they need to do. And one last question I have for you, Lo. Are you still driving the caddy?
No caddy, baby. I'm driving that Dodge Ram, baby, that 2500. I'm old school, baby. Old Deezer. That old Deezer.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. I just had to ask. But thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You're not driving that in the city. I guarantee you that.
Oh, I drive that diesel everywhere, baby. Me and old diesel, we go.
Where are you parking that thing downtown?
I just park down here and then the little.
Just on the sidewalk?
No. I got broken into in the city.
I was going to say. It's a matter of time. Well, just getting back.
I don't think, to the caller, yeah. I'm with him. You don't have to necessarily lose, but you play, guys. You're not going to go out here. Shanahan's not going to go out and say, guys, we're going to play to lose the game. No. You're going to go out here. Guys that are hurt and don't need to play, don't play them. It's like you still get to get guys, get some young guys, get them some game experience, play your offensive linemen, see what you got, see if guys can run the schemes. You know, treat this as still play. Play to still win the game. Guys that can play, able bodies, let them play. The Fred Warners and stuff like that, at times you're like, hey, Fred, how's his ankle? Let's look at this. Let's pull him out. Don't beat the guy up now. If you get out of the playoffs, if they lose a game, I don't think that Fred will – I think that they would take it easy on Fred. Not take it easy, but like – hey, you need to heal up. You've been out there sucking it up, doing those things. If the playoffs are no longer in sight, I would let the guy get some time to heal.
Yeah, I think the problem that they're facing is that the NFC West is so mediocre. It's just deeply, deeply, deeply mediocre. And some of these teams, you know, they're going to play each other and they're probably going to cannibalize each other. And you're just going to have teams that are playing with mediocre records. And I'm not sure any one of those other teams are going to pull away. And so you get in a situation where even if when you lose this game to the Bills, you face the Bears. You might be able to pull that off. Who knows what the Bears are? And then you face the Rams and say, all right, well, you know, if we can beat the Rams, then maybe we're right back in this thing. And who's to say that's the most insane thing in the world from the 49ers' perspective? But I'm with you. I don't think they're going anywhere. I just think they're too flawed on both sides of their trenches. And, you know, a lot of these guys are hurting. And at a certain point, you might just say, all right, well, we'll take our chances without them. And if we prove that we do have a real chance to win this division, then we bring people back into the fold. But either way, I don't think there's an optimistic outlook for the rest of the season. But I don't think they're just going to tank.
Yeah. All right, that MASH unit called a football team, that being the San Francisco 49ers, certainly banged up. Shanahan, as he always does on a Wednesday, addressed the media and talked about the injuries as they get ready for Buffalo.
Practice today, Aaron Banks, concussion, will be out. Jordan Elliott, concussion, will be out. Flanagan Fowles, knee out. Demo, Lenore, knee out. Nick Bosa, hip oblique out. Trent Williams, ankle out. Christian McCaffrey, just rest. Brock Purdy, right shoulder, limited. Pooney, shoulder, limited. Greenlaw, Achilles, limited. Kevin Givens, groin, limited. That's it.
Lenore, what was the diagnosis?
He just banged knees.
What was it, long-term? I know he's out today, but just is it a concern that it could be long-term?
He can't go today, so, I mean, but no, we're not ruling him out for this week. Hopefully he'll be able to go tomorrow.
As far as Brock, I think he was limited last Wednesday. He didn't do any throwing. Will it be like that, or will he actually be throwing the ball?
We'll decide when we get out there.
Jacob County's out of the protocol?
Yes.
Kyle, Daniel Jones signed with the Vikings today. It has been reported that I think that you guys may have had some level of interest. How would you describe your guys' interest in him?
Well, we discussed it. Yeah, that's about it.
You said Cowling is out of the protocol. What do you think of Ricky Pearsall, how he looked back there fielding punts, and would you consider making him your full-time guy?
I thought he did a good job. We didn't consider making a change or anything. Jake's healthy, he'll probably go, but we got two good options there. Ricky did a real good job.
I know you guys are off tomorrow, but how much work will you put in despite it being Thanksgiving?
Oh, we're not off tomorrow.
You're not off.
I don't know anyone who gets Thanksgiving off. You start a little bit earlier, you cram a lot in, there's less time in between. Everyone has different ways to do it, but I don't know anyone who gives it off, unless maybe you have like a Monday night game, you have an 8-day week, maybe you could do that. But you just start a lot earlier, you get the players out, you usually don't watch film right after. You usually pick that up the next morning pretty early, so. Did you ask when I get out?
I didn't know if you were working or not. I knew you were going to be working, but I didn't know how much.
No, we usually, we cram everything in and the players get out earlier, so it allows us to start, you know, what we usually do on Thursday nights, our red zone. We prepare for our team meetings and everything that we do Friday morning. But everyone gets out, tries to be home with the family by 5. I usually get home around 7 and they're all mad at me. And then I eat my dinner and get back to the red zone.
On KNBR discussed Trey Greenlaw doing some mock games out there on the practice field. What's that all about? What went into those sort of, you know, sessions to get him ready for opening his window this week?
I didn't watch him or anything, but that's what all our guys kind of go through who are on IR. Like Huff's doing that this week. You're just not allowed to be with coaches or anything like that until you open their window. So they don't like their first time doing true football drills and everything to be that. So when they go out on their own with their training staff, they're doing less like rehab stuff and more doing like what they would do an individual, a trainer taking them through that, doing the reps of what they do in practice. They try to get a normal practice week in so they can get their yards, all their output and input, whatever it is, for the GPSs and everything that they do in a normal Wednesday practice to see how sore they are on Thursday. Then they do that same thing on Thursday to see how sore they are on Friday. Then they try to have a workout on Sunday to see that. And they do that, and then we open up their window, and then they have 3 weeks to go through that before we can make a decision.
Signal that Hufanga's window might be opening up soon as well?
That signals that it's got a chance to.
Fred, after the game, said he didn't feel like the defense was prepared for some of that Packers run looks, and then it's out there, and it's an indictment of the coaching staff and Sorensen. I mean, is that a fair characterization of what happened, and were you disappointed with the level of preparation?
No, not at all. They did two new runs that they hadn't done before. They're not new runs, they're just formations, which happens every week. I mean, that's all we really do. You know, we could try to come up with a new formation around the same run and try to get guys to take the bait on something. And they had a new one and they took the bait twice and got our guys out of a gap. But that's every week.
How much of a lift do you think it's going to be to get Dre back out there?
I mean, we'll see how it goes. So, I mean, it'll be awesome just having him on the field today. We love when Dre's around, whether it's on the field and meeting rooms. Like, I mean, he's 100% ball. Everyone loves him in here, and just watching him fly around out there today will be real fun.
Coach, after watching film from the past game against the Packers, knowing that you're preparing for Buffalo, what have you kind of reflected on when it comes to the miscues and the self-inflicted wounds that you're kind of harping on in practice, if any, taking it to Buffalo this weekend?
I mean, there's not much secret to it. We got to tackle better. We can't turn it over three times on three drives in a row. The penalties that we can change, a couple pre-snap penalties, 1-12 on the field, one bad holding that we had. Those are the ones that we got to fix.
With the weather possibly snowing, how does that impact your, just I guess, your plan, your scheme? Do you have to do extra preparations for that contingencies, or you just shift on the fly?
No, I mean, you got to have an idea of how the game's going to play out and how it's going to go, which you do in every situation. I mean, you have an idea of that if you have certain guys get hurt. You have an idea of that if the weather always changes. You know, when you go into it and you hear that it could be the weather that it is, you take that in your mind a lot, understanding how the game can be. But you don't make a full game plan for that because I've listened to plenty of weather reports that change that day too. So you got to be ready for anything just like you are with injuries, but we fully understand what the elements may be.
Since CMC came back, you're not really using Garendo or Mason that much. I think seven carries combined in the three games. Is it their ball security issues is an issue, or is it just the greatness of McCaffrey precludes them from getting on the field?
No, I just think, I mean, even when Mason was going a ton, we didn't get Isaac a lot, you know. So, I mean, we're not just a big three-man rotation team, especially when you have a solidified starter. You know, we're not trying to get Christian off the field more. I mean, we want to keep him fresh and keep him at his best, but Christian's also a guy who gets better as he goes. He's a guy who feels a lot more comfortable being out there. I also don't think the way these games have gone, I mean, we didn't run the ball much last week at all in general. So not many people, I think we got 14 runs. So when that's the case, you're not going on long drives. You only have 13 plays or 14 plays in the whole first half, with one of them being close to a 2-minute drive, the others being four and out. It's just not going to work out that way.
Have you talked to him in terms of just how he's feeling? If he feels like he's kind of has the same steps that he had in past years? And I mean, that first game looked like the second effort that he usually plays with was there. There just wasn't room to run.
Yeah, I think. We haven't played that well these last 2 weeks, or we haven't got the running game going these last 2 weeks. Thought it was better versus Tampa. We just didn't get a big one. But, I mean, the speculation on Christian, I think, is a little bit unfair to him. Christian's playing very well. He's playing his ass off. But to think a guy who misses an entire offseason is just going to be the exact same the day he gets back would be unfair to any player in the world, I feel like. I mean, guys who miss offseasons and miss training camp, usually it takes them a little bit of time at the beginning of the year to get back into how they were the year before, let alone missing half the season also on top of that. So I think Christian's doing a hell of a job. But to just think him coming back in week 8 with not being able to do anything for the last 9 months or whatever it is, and to think he's just going to be in MVP form is a very unrealistic expectation.
When you watch him, is it more physical things that he's still trying to get back, or is it just vision, or is it maybe a little bit of everything?
I think he looks real good. I think he's playing very well. I don't think he's had a bunch of clean lanes. I think he had a couple versus, when I say a couple, I actually mean two versus Tampa, and if he hits those two, which maybe is just half a step off just with seeing it, but you hit those two, and it'll completely change yards per carry, which will look better from an outside perspective, but it won't change anything in actually what's happening. So to sit here and talk like he's struggling, not going to do that at all. But for us to be disappointed that he's not exactly how he was or just right in MVP form, that'd be unfair with any player.
Pretty matter of fact and direct approach in times when you're winning. I'm curious, do you think when times you're struggling like now, do you choose your words differently? Do you want to be the same guy every day, or how do you approach that?
I don't plan anything really like that, and I don't like turn to page chapter 4 in a book and say how to act this week. I look at what's happening. I look at who we're playing. I look at every situation that it is, and that's the stuff I address. Like, it's not a movie. I, you know, I'm a football coach, and I address our team for the reality that we're in. And the reality that you're in isn't a story. It's what we see on that tape. It's what we do in practice. It's what our situation is with injuries. It's who we're playing. And that's really what you do day in and day out for an entire season, for preseason, off season, to winning, to losing. It's really all the same. You just coach and we'll do everything you can to get everyone's skills right.
Christian seems like a guy that takes maybe his lack of production very personally. He sat in his locker for about 15 minutes after the game on Sunday. And do you have to talk to him and make sure that he's okay mentally?
And that's what makes Christian great. I mean, Christian, I've told you guys, he's a psycho in the best way possible. I mean, Christian had a fumble there at the end of the game. No matter what I say to him, he's not going to forgive himself for a fumble for probably the rest of his life. He'll still be mad at himself for that. That's just how he rolls. That's his mindset and everything. I mean, you should see him in OTAs if he drops a ball and how he acts after that and apologizing to us later in the day for a dropped ball in OTAs on period one. So, that's what makes him great, and it means a lot to him.
Take two more.
Year 5 and 6, you know, with Ivy being in this situation, you're shocked to learn you're being criticized, you should do this, you should do that. When you look at your performance, you know, this season, then how would you grade yourself, or like, how are you doing?
That's up to you guys to grade me. I work as hard as I can to get a win that week, and we haven't won as much as I believe we should have. We've lost 3 games that I feel we were capable of winning and should have won. Those are the ones that are the toughest. In terms of grading myself, I'm not going to grade myself. I'm going to work as hard as I can, and I'm the same guy I am right now that I've always been. We got to overcome some things that we're in right now, and I believe we can overcome them, but we put ourselves in a tough bind, and that's why we got to be extremely good and successful here going forward to be able to overcome that stuff.
Well, I know there's a lot of people online who are saying a lot of things. I know you don't always look at that, but a lot of those people aren't in your locker room. What do you make of the vibe in your locker room right now?
The vibe in our locker room is, exactly how you would think it'd be. I mean, we're upset with where we're at in our record, but we got a tight group and we play together. And I think if you live in the world online, it's whether you're dealing with our profession or your kids dealing with social issues in school. You're not going to be happy if you're dealing in a world online. And I've definitely coached long enough that I don't deal in that world. Only online I look at is usually movie stuff and rap battles and funny things that animals do. so it's good or bad. When you listen to good stuff, that'll mess you up more than anything. And then when you listen to the bad stuff, it'll crush you. So that's not why any of us do this. And you got to work with younger guys on that. I think it's harder just because of the world that they've been brought up in. But that's don't make someone else's reality your reality. You got to focus on what your job is and never get away from that.
Brandon Allen and Ricky Pearsall must not have had a lot of reps together, but Pearsall wasn't targeted in the game. Is he getting open as well as you like? I mean, where has he been the last few weeks as far as?
I think he's been fine. I mean, it doesn't work out that way. I mean, they played. When you talk about getting open, I talk about getting open as in, do you beat man coverage? They played 2 snaps of man coverage in that game on our drive at the end of the third quarter where we went down and scored, and they didn't do it after. So that's about high-lowing people. And when they play deep, you check it down. It's about getting screens to people is really the only way you can dictate they get a touch. But when you go to zone defenses, I don't really look at that as can guys get open. It's how are we dispersing the field? What's the time to go through a progression? And do they catch it when we go to them and get up the field? All right, thanks, guys.
Kyle Shanahan, as he does every Wednesday, approaching the media, talking about, a myriad of things, yeah. Which I do want to get into on the other side. When he talks about, however, social media and what it is that he looks on his phone.
Love it.
There's no doubt that man smokes a lot of marijuana in his free time. Rap battles.
Listen, it's funny because I feel like Kyle is using the internet from 2008 where he still thinks it's all cat videos. Right. And honestly, that's a good thing. I don't want my head coach being online. You want him to be as offline as possible. And I do think that's actually a really healthy perspective. And I do think they have struggled with that a little bit with young guys like Ayuk, especially like this whole offseason.
Yeah.
It was just turn off the phone, man. And right. He was just doing so much online stuff that made these negotiations way harder than they had to be.
Right.
And I think every single year you get Gen Z guys who You're just
Kyler Murray.
You've been on your phone your whole life, and that rewires your brain, and it's a tough thing to deal with.
Kyler Murray had it written into his contract.
Wow.
The guy, what's the video game that Kyler Murray?
Call of Duty.
That he could play it?
He could not. They did not. They monitored the number of hours that he could actually watch during the weekend or the month.
And he had to. And he had to make sure he did like a certain amount of time watching film, and then it got out, and they erased it from his contract. Really good look.
Wow.
All right. So I do want to. Do we have enough time to get into this? Because I there's a lot I want to talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot I want to talk
McCaffrey.
About. Yes.
All right. Well, just really quick before we get to the break, I'm so glad that he talked about McCaffrey because he echoes my sentiment. Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Shanahan and the kahuna.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah. I thought he was absolutely 1,000%.
Okay, hold on. You were supposed to laugh at that. Because the one thing that I've heard, Lo, is that, because I take this flight back from New York to San Francisco, and so I get caught up on San Francisco. I know the knives are out. Right. Everybody's trying to find out the secret sauce as to what's wrong with the Niners, right? Every coconut that's got a YouTube channel, a Vogue, a blog, even on sports talk radio, because it's sort of slippery. It's difficult to. It's not the Jets where you can say, "All right, well, it's management and or it's Aaron Rodgers Dak Prescott's hurt out in Dallas." The 49ers, there's just like a myriad of things, and you're not necessarily sure which one. One of which, because there's these sort of, and it gets really homogenous. And the one sexy one of late has been, well, Christian McCaffrey's not the same guy, and I want to see Jordan Mason and Isaac Garendo. All I heard for the first 3 months of the season was, well, the reason that the 49ers are not getting on track is because of one guy. That one guy is Christian McCaffrey. And the reason why the 49ers are struggling in the red zone are specifically about one guy, and that's Christian McCaffrey. When he comes back, and this isn't just local, but nationally, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, a lot of them just simply jumped on that bandwagon and said, watch out for the Niners. They're going to put it into overdrive. That's the team that's taken off when Christian McCaffrey comes back. Christian McCaffrey is now back, and all of a sudden, I got to giggle, all of a sudden, where's Jordan Mason and Isaac Garendo? Jordan Mason needs some carries, and I need to see this rookie out of Louisville, Isaac Garendo. I get it. We're looking to find out the reason why. But let me just tell you, and I want your thoughts, Lo, as well as you, Mr. Hutchinson. I forgot your first name for a second. Jake, we'll get back to you in just a sec. I want your responses on the other side, but I got to read like War and Peace here. They got me on Saturdays, I just get out of bed and bark, but I got to read this thing here. We are presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking. With no compromises and Valvoline Instant Oil Changes is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit their expert technicians to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. All right, safe holidays. Travel starts at Valvoline Instant Oil Change locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com, BayAreaOilChange.com. Jake Hutchinson, how are you, my man? Jake Hutchinson will be back. Lorenzo Neal, Danavon, we continue on 95.7 The Game, talking about Christian McCaffrey after this.